Ai, tēnā anō koutou e whakarongo mai na ko Gilly Clark, tēnei runga e te reo o te rangatira show. Kei konei tākunei kai kōrero, ko Betsy Young mo tēnei ata. A kamotu e rongo mai ana koutou i roti te reo Pākehā mo tēnei rā. Hello, good morning, Betsy.
Oh, morning, Gilly.
Well, it's another week. Gosh, it's September.
Yes.
And, of course, you know, lots and lots of things are happening. I suppose first and foremost, for those of you that watched last night, it was the last time we'll probably see Queen Elizabeth. They had a tangi in England and, oh, what an occasion it had. What a beautiful, I think the colours and the way they did the procession was so immaculate, you know, and the timing was good. They did it quite regimental, but you can see it's quite enjoyable if you quite like that sort of phase of watching and listening, eh?
Yes. And so did you see our reporter from Tukau?
Our what?
Our reporter from Tukau.
Oh, yes, Harata Brown. Yes.
And she was with Tipene Sano.
Yes, I saw that. And Jacinda Ardern, you just saw a clip of her and her partner. And, of course, there was quite a few people that really made the effort to go there and pay their respects, you know. And, you know, you can tell the ones that loves going to it. You know, I mean, the British people, you know, the English people, they love the pomp and ceremony. That seems to be their forte in there. And with kings and queens over the many, many years with history, that seems to be part and parcel of that country, eh?
Well, you know what, Gilly? You know, when you learn about your takapapa, that's where my ancestors have come from England. And I guess all our ancestors have come from there.
Yes, I think we'll have to be honest. As you know, with us, we've got different bloodlines and the mixtures of blood that we have in our DNA. You know, there's always either English, Irish, Scottish.
Yes.
If, you know, that seems to be what's happened. Or otherwise, if you haven't got that, you've got some other blood from other countries that are mixed with your own DNA, you know, with the Maori or with the English or whatever. So, you know, we're part and parcel of some of those cultures, eh?
Yeah, definitely. My grandfather stole a loaf of bread, and so he was meant to go to Australia, but the boat went down to Christchurch. So that's how we're who I am and my, well, that he came from England.
Yes, well, it's the same with me. I have, what a mixture. We've got the Normans from England, you know, and then we got Croatian from Croatia, all mixed. Yep. And, you know, when you get that and then coming to New Zealand and mixing with the Maori, well, you got all these different ethnics in you. And then I'm finding when you go to the doctors now and you've got these different ailments and you're wondering, how on earth do I get it? And then you find, I don't know how you, but I've discovered that some of our ancestors had this, some of them had this, and some had that. And then I'm thinking, for goodness sake, are we sort of mixed in all this bloodlines? And, of course, some of the DNA that you've got, it's so when the medical world finds different things and you wonder how on earth you got it, and then, and then when history tells you and when you find out, some of your relatives had so many sicknesses. So, and it passes on through generations, eh?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so yeah. That's interesting. And I don't know, people out there listening to you and I, there will probably be a shock to some of them to know, you know, the Taha Māori in them, it's mixed with something else, and then they've got something and something, you know, so that's life with us.
Yes, so girly. Yeah, we mix our blood and that's what happens.
Mm. So, you know, the pomp and ceremony of last night and, you know, some of us this morning would have been watching it.
Mm.
And probably some of us that's gone to work like me are still a little bit tired from last night, but we'll make up today if you're going home and have a little bit of a rest and sleep it off or whatever you do.
Nice one, Julie.
Yeah.
Nice. It's a dull day today. It's dull.
Yeah.
It's a dull day today.
Dull day.
Dull. It's, you know, there's no wind.
Yeah.
I'm looking out, there's no wind, but it's cold.
Well, I notice in here it's got a bit of rain and I can't see the Mangamuka Hills. So,
right.
Yeah, so it, like you say, it's dull, D-U-L-L.
Yeah.
And of course, I think for us, maybe we'll just have to wait and see what happens today, eh?
Aye.
Mm. You know, part and parcel of us, you know, in Aotearoa for this week, I thought maybe because it's so much of the spring months that are here now, lot of people go out and buy potting mix and all those soils to help with your gardens. Maybe a lot of them does the plants too, and buying plants like strawberries and the seeds to plant. You know, those seems to be when the months of September, they tend to do that, Betty?
Oh.
Yes, so I noticed this is quite a month for doing that.
Oh, yes, this is the month. It's meant to be warm. It's got to get warmer and warmer.
Mm.
You know, we put our tomatoes in and did the ones up at the school.
Yes.
And we're going to clean our garden at the marae, so, yeah, but it's still cold.
Yeah. I reckon you fellas got a, you know, especially at Ngātaki Marae, you've got those lovely raised gardens and they're always, you've got lovely things in there. You know, the odd time when I've gone past, I admire it because you've done the raised gardens and you've got strawberries or whatever kai you've got in there. And it's handy when you have a hui. You know, it's very, very handy. Mm.
Got to work at it, though,
aren't you? Yes, a lot of work at it. And, you know, I must say, like for a lot like you, Betsy, and other workers, you know, you tend to things at the community level. You know, I bless all those people that do help in the communities everywhere, you know, throughout the rohe. There's always people that does things around the marae, around the school, helping out and doing things for the benefit of everyone. Ne?
Mm. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, well, lovely to talk to you. And yeah, so I'll catch up with you. You've got a trip to Endeavour this morning, so I'll let you go.
And then I'm going to Wellington on Friday.
Oh.
For the restoration of dunes.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. I hope you enjoy your trip in Wellington and the weather is nice.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Yes. I've got a friend that I know quite well, Paul Eagle. He's trying to obtain the council as the mayor of Wellington. And I'm hoping, I've been watching, he's trying to get that position, but it's the voting that's going to count. So I'm hoping Paul Eagle will get the mayor of Wellington's job. I'm watching as well up here with the different ones in for our mayor up here. But that's another fold we have to watch in the next weeks or so. Mm.
Okay. Oh, cool. Julie, you have a good day.
And you too. Kia ora, mate.
Yeah, kia ora.
Ai, tēnā no koutou I whakarongo mai ki a Betsy Young. E kōrero ana māua mō te kuini, mutunga mai, ka kōrero ana ki ngā āhuatanga pāna ki ngā, ngā kāri e whakatōkai ana, muri mai tēnā, ka kōrero e a haere nei ki Hoangarei Aini, te praire ki Pōneke, he mahi ano āna ki ēnei kaupapa, nā koia tēnā, kia koutou kei waho nāno, whakarongo tonu.